Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goldsert dictating an endoscopy report on patient Delia Rugel. Date of birth is 2/18/1986. Date of procedure October 6, 2023. Physician is Yevgenia Goldsert DO. Referring physician is Dr. Michelle Nguyen. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, forceps, polypectomy, and biopsies, period. Indications include screening and personal history of colon polyps. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possible ability of missing a lesion such as malignant cerebral explains the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service, common monitored anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam is normal. Well, created a limpus video. Colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced under direct supervision to the terminal ileum. Period. The cecum is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and the confluence of the fold period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflex view was not obtained. Period. Bowel preparation was good. Comma, Boston bowel prep score was 9-3-3-3. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complication. Period. Withdrawal time was greater than 9 minutes. Period. Findings. There was a 1 to 2 centimeter cecal protrusion that likely represents some extrinsic compression. Period. This was biopsied for histology to confirm there was no underlying mucosal abnormality. Period. Number two, diminutive descending colon polyps. That is post cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 12 to 15 millimeter rectal lesion, comma, possibly a polyp versus condyloma adjacent to the anal verge. This was biopsied for histology, period. Next line, non-bleeding internal hemorrhoids, comma small. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Further assess screening interval. Period, next line. We'll follow up pathology from rectal lesion in order to determine if the patient needs flexible sigmoidoscopy with polyp removal versus colorectal surgery referral for a condyloma. Period. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Period.